Raising the Bets is brought to you by the StarQuest Production Network and is made possible by our many generous patrons. If you'd like to support the podcast, please visit sqpn.com/give. You're listening to Raising the Bets, a family podcast of pirates and penguins. We're a Catholic couple raising five kids outside of Boston. Join us as we share the joys and challenges of marriage, homeschool, and our adventures near and far as we make sense of the world and experience the best parts of our culture. I'm Don Bettinelli.
And I'm Isabella Bettinelli.
Wait a minute. You're not my wife. As you can tell, first, if you listened last time, you heard me say that we were not going to have an episode this week. Because Melanie was having an operation, and that was what our plan was and still is, that she's not on the podcast. But we decided partway through the week, I said, hey, I could still do a podcast. I have a backup. Isabella. Hi, Isabella.
Hi.
So the listeners have heard lots about you.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about you. Well, first, we should say right up front that Melanie's surgery went very well. Yes. And you and your sister Sophia have been helping me, right?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
We've been helping you cook.
Cooking.
Cleaning.
Keeping the other kids on task. Helping with, well, not so much schoolwork yet because it's all been the weekend. But hopefully this week you'll be able to help anybody who has trouble with schoolwork while I'm working and that sort of thing. Yeah. So this is a podcast called, it's a family podcast of pirates and penguins raising the bets. And I was thinking, you know, we ought to introduce these bets that we're raising to the audience. So we'll start with you, the oldest. Bella, how old are you?
I'm 14.
14. And you are first.
Yes, I'm the oldest.
Oldest. Okay. Let me see. This is not your first time on a podcast, is it?
No, I've done some recording for Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World.
Yes, she's that Isabella. She's the famous Isabella from Jimmy Akin's Mysterious
that
World.
Famous.
Oh, I won't tell you how many people actually listen to those each episode of those podcasts. So, and she does a wonderful job. And so, what's your favorite podcast? I won't be offended if it's a podcast I'm not on, because I'm fairly certain it is. What's your favorite podcast that you listen to?
Secrets of Star Wars.
Secrets of Star Wars. Why do you like Secrets of Star Wars so much?
Well, I'm listening to the Star Wars, watching the Star Wars animated series for the first time, and I listen to it with Sophia.
Right. So all the kids are together watching Clone Wars and Rebels.
Okay.
There's a couple other animated ones out there still for you guys still to watch, but those are coming up. But yeah, so you guys are watching Clone Wars and Rebels and
The Mandalorian.
And The Mandalorian, of course. Or as I call it, The Baby Yoda Show. And although this season I'm a little worried, but we won't get into that. It's for a different show. So we all watched The Mandalorian together as a family, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so you guys love Star Wars.
We do.
Yeah. What are you and Sophia, the next oldest, have been doing something Star Wars related lately, just the two of you.
Oh, yeah. We're writing a private Star Wars fanfic thing.
Nice. Very nice. And that the only person who's actually read it, quote unquote, read or heard it read to them so far is Lucy, right?
Yeah, Lucy, the youngest.
Lucy, the youngest. We're all sort of in the dark right now. Lucy is the reader, but we're a little bit in the dark. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see how it comes out. And you and Sophia also have been reading through aloud together some books.
Yeah, a version of Star Wars called William Shakespeare's Star Wars.
Right.
It's like Star Wars as if it was a Shakespeare play.
So written in the style of William Shakespeare,
yeah.
Elizabethan.
And iambic pentameter.
Nice. And you guys do the different characters, you and Sophia, and read it aloud?
Yeah.
It's so much fun listening to you guys read that. It's a lot of fun. You guys do such a good job. You get into it, and you're good at it. You're really good at it, so I have to say.
Yeah.
Cool. So you listen to the Secrets of Star Wars podcast. So do you listen to any of the others?
Yeah, I do. Like Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World and American Catholic History.
Right. Now, I know you don't listen to all the Jimmy Akin's
episode. No, I don't. Not all of them.
There's a few that are a little scary for your age, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little intense. Yeah.
Yeah, but I really like the one about psychic.
The remote viewing?
Yeah, remote viewing.
Yeah, the Ingo Swan remote viewing the alien moon bases.
Yeah, I really like that one.
That was wild. It was there's spies, there's like alien women in the supermarket. It was crazy.
I felt like I was reading a novel.
I know, it should be. Someone should make it into a movie of the week or a novel or something like that. That would be kind of funny. That would be cool, actually. Somebody, I throw that idea out there for anyone who wants it. Just take it, run with it. All right. So, what else do you like? What subjects do you like? You have a particular historical subject you like, right?
Oh yeah, I like learning about the Civil War.
Yeah. Why do you like learning about the Civil War, Belle?
I like thinking how the people thought, the people on both sides, what it was like to be there, like getting into their heads, thinking about it.
Mm.
And also learning history, you also learn what's ahead.
Very good. Very true. That's very true. Learning history helps you understand human nature. You understand how human beings act and react to things. And those things, while they might be different in form at times, the basic human nature behind them doesn't change. Human beings are human beings throughout all of history. And so learning history helps you understand people. That's true.
Yeah. Kind of one of the reasons I also like watching Star Wars is like, seeing the more things change, the more things stay the same.
Right. Good epic stories, fiction, the best ones also teach you something true. And there is something true in the story behind it. Behind the Jedi and lightsabers and you know, TIE fighters, all that's behind all that stuff
is the story of the people who are going through it. Stories of love, hate, tragedy, and joy.
Yes, all those things that make up human beings. Yes, very good. That's true. That's one of the reasons I love Star Wars. I am so glad that I've been able to pass that on to you guys. Not just, you know, because it makes me feel good that you like a thing that I like, but because you understand the things that I liked about it. And one of the other things that you guys like is you also like the books. My favorite book, which is The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've read that.
I've read that.
You've read The Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit. Have you read any of the other Tolkien?
I read The Silmarillion.
Oh, right, right, good.
And I read some of the other Tolkien things. I read Farmer Giles of Ham, mm-hmm. Smith of Wootton Major.
Leaf by Niggle. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had a class about that over the summer.
Yes, with Joseph Pierce.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You know, he's married to a friend of mine, right?
Yeah, I know.
I just want to drop that out there that I'm, you know, I know people. Yes. And yeah, it's very good. I'm so glad you took that class because that's one of the great things about the homeschool connection classes you take is that you're able to take classes with people who really know the subject. I mean, that's like a college level experience. It's someone who's an expert in their field, like Joseph Pierce is. And being able to learn from them directly. That's really cool that you got to do that.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I was going to ask you some other stuff, but we can move on from there. You know what I wanted to ask about? So this past week, we had a scout meeting. Your troop had a meeting. It was a special meeting, though.
Yeah. A court of honor meeting where we give out all the awards everyone's earned.
Right, right. So you have court of honor every once in a while. You give out merit badges and rank badges and that sort of stuff. So what... So where was the Court of Honor?
So we had it in the backyard of our scout leader's house.
That's right. That was kind of cool because we got to have a campfire. A campfire, yeah.
And snacks.
Snacks afterward, yeah.
And
socially distanced, of course.
Of course. And talk about things.
Yeah, you guys had skits. You did some skits. Yeah. Now, there was a special first at that Court of Honor, wasn't there?
Yeah.
What was this special first?
I earned the first merit badge in the troop.
That's right. So the Troop 13 is a brand new troop, and you earned the very first merit badge of anyone in the troop. That's pretty awesome. Congratulations. What was the merit badge?
Astronomy.
I thought it was funny because Adam is our astronomy expert in the troop. He's one of the assistant scoutmasters, and like he knows astronomy. And they tried to like quiz you.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Like, where's Jupiter and Saturn?
And you just turned and pointed. Right, boom, right there, like not even a hesitation. I'm like, and I yelled across the lawn. I'm like, give her something hard. Ask her where Deneb is.
I think I might have been able to find that one.
I bet you could have. I have to say that is most impressive. Like I like to look at the stars, but I don't know them as well as you do. And to be outside with you under the stars, and just to say, what's that? And you know what they are. That's very impressive. That's really good.
Yeah. Okay, the first thing I do sometimes when I go a place at night is I look for the landmark stars and orient myself like, what? Okay, where's north? Where's south? South. All right, I know where I am.
That is an awesome skill to have because if you ever get lost at night anyway, in the day, it's easy. There's the sun. Boom. That's you know, east or west, depending on the time of day. But at night, especially with no moon, being able to orient yourself from the stars is a way of finding yourself. So that's a great skill to have. Everyone should be at least be able to pick out the North Star.
Yeah.
That's the basic skill everyone should be able to. Just like you can pick out where the sun is and know which direction is east or west, you should be able to know where the North Star is. All right, cool. So and the other nice thing was that Sophie was able to go to this one.
Yeah.
That's cool. So she hasn't been going for a while. Because of COVID, she had some troubles with having to wear the mask. But she, because it was outdoors and it was a special occasion,
she went and she had a lot of fun.
It was, yeah, she had a blast. It was so good to see her there. Everyone was so glad to see her there. That was great. I'm so glad for her that she went. And hopefully this is a new thing where she'll be able to start going regularly to the meetings. And now there's 5 girls in the troop.
Yeah.
That's a great number. That's good. And Chris, the scoutmaster, was saying that he's heard that there might be a few other girls interested in joining.
Yay!
That would be awesome. So hopefully we can move past the COVID time and you guys can start going on your camping trips. That was sad. You guys had a camping trip plan recently. We talked about that last time. Yeah. But...
Yeah. Oh, well.
So, but you've been camping with the troop once, right? Last year?
Yeah, last year in November, we did another camp out.
Isn't November kind of cold to go camping?
Yeah, well, we did it, that time we did it in a cabin, so.
Yes, yeah, this time would have been outdoors.
I think I would have managed. Yeah. It turned out the weekend was extremely warm.
I know. It was like late spring weather.
I was like, hey, why did the camp out have to be canceled? The weather's perfect.
Right. Like if the governor could only have waited till Monday instead of Friday, we could have gone to the camping trip. Oh, well. So let's talk about we talk about what we've been doing. And then sometimes we talk about what we've been learning. And so you've been taking an online class lately. You've been taking several of them, but you've taken a literature class, right?
Well, not really a literature class. It's. Yeah, the literature class. Mama, like, assigns me books to read, and I
oh,
this,
them. Okay, so you're not taking that online. That's just one yeah. that... Okay.
My online class is my biology class, which right. I'm really starting to enjoy.
You did something cool with that class last
yeah.
week. What you guys did in your lab? With the strawberry?
Oh, yeah, DNA extraction.
They did DNA extraction in their homeschool biology class. When I was in school... In the ancient times, in a whole school with a lab, all we did was like dissect frogs, which is like gross. But we did that. Your mother, she dissected fetal pigs and baby sharks, which is weird. In Texas, where did they get? Anyway, they shipped them in, of course. But extracting DNA, that's like CSI level police procedure sort of level stuff. That's really cool. How did that work? How did you extract DNA?
Yeah, we made a DNA extraction buffer of out of liquid soap and salt. I think one of the things we added, like, breaks down the proteins. Another one, like, dissolves the cell walls. And so then we mushed up some strawberries.
Uh-huh.
And then we put the strawberry mush, strained the strawberry mush, like, so we just got the liquid, then add the DNA... extract some of the DNA extraction buffer and then added isopropyl alcohol and the DNA like separated.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we had to be very precise in the proportions of everything.
Yes, yes, that's true. That's a great lesson. Well, that is so cool.
Yeah, and we've done some fun things in the lab, like the osmosis lab, where you dissolve the eggshell from an egg and then like put it in water and then corn syrup to water so it takes in the water and then corn syrup so the water goes out.
Wow.
And like my egg really grew and shrunk.
That's cool. And so we got all rubbery when the shell dissolved.
Yeah.
That is wild. Cool. I'm glad you're enjoying this class. You're enjoying this biology class, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I'm glad you're enjoying it. So tell me about your literature class. Are you doing that? Now, this is the one that Mama set up for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you doing in your literature class?
Well, I just finished reading the Iliad.
Uh-huh.
And I also finished reading a Shakespeare play.
Which one?
Twelfth Night.
So what did you like about it? Did you like the Iliad?
Yeah, I really liked the Iliad.
So what do you like about the Iliad? What's cool about it?
What's it about? So the Iliad is about a war between these two peoples over this woman, Helen of Troy.
Mm.
And in the middle of the war, one of the warriors, Achilles, one of the greatest fighters, gets angry at the High King Agamemnon because he takes Achilles' prize.
Mm.
And so Achilles like resolves that he will not fight in the front lines again until the Trojans are fighting around the black ships. And all the Achaeans beg him to take up his spear.
Interesting. Yes. Yeah, it is a great story, the Iliad, the of the Trojan War. It is of course, epic classic tale that a lot of people get to learn in school. I'm glad you enjoyed that. And what was the other thing you read, you said? The Twelfth Night.
Yeah.
And that's good. You guys have been watching and listening to and reading Shakespearean plays for a while.
Yeah, over the summer I took several Shakespeare play reading classes.
Cool. Yeah, we've talked about that, I think, on the podcast, where when you guys were younger, we have the Globe Theater videos of the plays being performed on stage. And one of the things I think that was really great about it is that you get to experience Shakespeare the way it's intended as a play. And I think it makes it more accessible to kids.
Yeah, that's one reason why I liked those classes I took over the summer, because like we were reading it aloud and sort of acting it out.
That is awesome.
I definitely enjoyed the one with Macbeth the most.
Yes. Well, the one, the Macbeth class.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Out damn spot. What does this place see before me? Yes. My kingdom for a horse. I know a lot of lines from it, but you know the play better than I do. So I will stop there. So cool. All right. So let's move on to talk about, we always talk about something we've been eating or cooking. And I mentioned last time that we had a scout cookery where we got together with the boys troop that Ben is in and the Arrow of Light from the Cub Scouts and then your troop, Troop 13, and did a cook off. And you made chicken and dumplings with the girls, the other girls, chicken and dumplings.
And I really liked it.
Yes. And so we decided to try it again at home. So tell me about that. How'd that go?
Yeah, it went pretty well, but I think next time we need to add more broth and vegetables.
Yeah. It was all dumpling, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was when we made it at the cookery, I think because the pot is shaped differently, we ended up putting more broth in, and I think there was more chicken in it.
Yeah, definitely way more chicken. We had a lot of chicken.
Yeah, and this time we didn't have as much chicken. Your mom didn't believe me that we needed more chicken. She's like, that's a lot of chicken. We don't need more. We really did need more. Yeah, so it was a very thin layer of actually chicken and vegetables and hardly any broth at all or gravy.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of dumpling. So I found a new recipe on Cooks Illustrated that I think we can try again another time. And I'm looking at this, we'll make the dumplings from scratch instead of using a mix and that sort of stuff. But I think we can try it again and see how it goes. Because we liked the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I mean, it was delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And some of that is when you cook food over an open fire, it does taste different. does. It's different. So
it's all usually better, especially since, you know, you're breathing open air, running around.
There might be something to the idea that when you eat food outside in the open, fresh air, it, like, the air has does something different to your tongue and your nose and makes food taste. I wonder if anybody's ever studied that.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Sounds like the sort of thing that scientists would study.
Yeah. So we'll try that at home. And you and Sophia have been helping me cook dinners while Mama's laid up. And Friday night we made, what did we make? We made the chicken and dumplings.
Yeah.
Hello, this is what we're talking about. And then, like, so Saturday night we made
pork fajitas.
Oh, yes. I will talk more about those next time. But let's just say it was a 100% meal. Everybody really liked it. So we'll talk more about that next time with when Mama's back. And then tonight, which is Sunday night, we made curry. And you and Ben had mac and cheese because you guys don't like curry, which is fine.
Yeah, I always, like, when I was younger, I was like, I wanted to like curry, but, you know, I'm just not a big fan of tomatoes and peppers.
Yeah, the spice. The
nightshade family is not my friend. And yes. I don't like spicy food, so oh well.
Yeah. So, yeah, not every meal is for everyone. One time, we're going to have chicken lemon soup some night, and that's not going to be Sophie's favorite.
Yep. Yeah. So
everybody has to give a little. I'll be honest, pumpkin risotto was not my favorite. We had that this week.
It wasn't mine either. But Mama really likes it.
She loves it, and I'm happy to.
She has to have some of the leftovers today while she's not feeling good. So.
That's right. That's right. So that's good. All right. So let's move on a little bit to what you're reading these days. What are you reading right now? Or like, are you like your mother, where you read like three books at once?
Well, not quite. I usually am reading one book at a time, but I read them really quickly, so it's like I'm reading three books at once.
So what are you reading right now?
I was reading Wizard's Dilemma by Diane Duane.
Yeah, in the Wizard series.
Yeah, in the Young Wizard series.
Right.
I really like that series. So
I kind of feel like I need to read those.
You should read them. Yeah. They're really good.
Because I hear all of you, like, you've all read them, right? Has Lucy read them yet?
Lucy needs to read them.
Okay. So she either someone needs to read them to her,
or she needs an audiobook.
Or we wait till she's old enough to be able to. She's coming along in her reading, right?
She's really good. She's been reading to herself all the time.
That's awesome.
Like, reading, she has this big picture Bible that she reads to herself every night.
That's really good. That's good. And I see her reading, like, the Calvin and Hobbes and the other books, too. Yeah, she's getting there. She's getting there. So, but Wizard's Dilemma, what do you like about young wizards?
I like the magic in that book. It feels very logical and scientific.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you design a spell to take you to the moon, you have to, like, it takes longer going up than going down, because you have to reach escape velocity. And you have to make sure you take enough air with you, or else you could die.
Right, right. So she's really thought about, like, the logic and the everything that has to go into these things. Because even though it's magic, it still has rules and purpose, which is really cool. How does that compare to Harry Potter for you?
Well, in Harry Potter, you just do magic with, well, no cost. In Young Wizards, no spell is without its cost. Mm. In fact, when you do a spell and it does not take a lot of power, like, the wizards will, she'll, the young wizard will, like, start to get worried, and she'll be like, it's like something that you're used to paying full price with is suddenly on sale.
Oh, and why is it that way? Is what's wrong or what happened or, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, Wizard's Dilemma, is that, how many Young Wizards books are there? Are there a lot?
There are a lot.
Okay, cool.
Wizard's Dilemma is the fifth one in the series.
Okay. Because she's been writing, Diane Duane's been writing these for decades, like since the mid-80s. Yeah.
So. She did a revised Kindle version, like, that's on Kindle, so to bring the timeline all into coordinate and, like, modernize all the technology.
Oh, cool. So she rewrote them a little
bit? Yeah.
Oh, interesting. That's kind of cool. I like that.
So, you know, people have cell phones and...
Yeah. That's cool. So, in addition to what we're reading, we sometimes talk about what we're watching. And you mentioned before that you and the other kids are watching Clone Wars and Rebels, and we all watch Mandalorian together. So, you like Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I guess we already talked about that, so I don't know if we need to talk about it again. Yeah. Anything else? Other things that you have watched? Any other things? I'm trying to think of other stuff that we've watched, other movies and things like that that you might enjoy.
Yeah, when I was younger, I always liked watching the Cars movies. A long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
We had these little toy cars, and we would play with them with, like, Lightning McQueen.
I remember that, yes. And we still have jokes about, you know, pistachio ice cream. The pistachio ice cream has turned. Yes, Mater is always good for some funny lines. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I guess that we could, you know, I was talking tonight, like, once you guys have finished watching Rebels, because you're in the last season of Rebels, once you finish watching that, you'll still get a few seasons of Clone Wars to go, but maybe we could start watching some other things. Like, maybe we'll do a rewatch of A New Hope.
Yeah.
Because Lucy, I always do that, Lucy was, like, still in diapers with the last time you guys watched that.
And I don't remember it very well.
Right. You guys have seen Force Awakens. You remember Force Awakens and The Last Jedi better than you remember New Hope. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Gotta watch those. Okay. So we'll go back to those after you guys finish Rebels. And there's some other things I'd like you guys to try out.
And watching A New Hope after we finish Rebels would actually kind of make sense in the timeline.
Exactly. It follows one from the other. In fact, more than you know, he says cryptically without spoiling anything. So, I was thinking tonight, like, I really would love for you guys to watch Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
One of my favorite movies that I saw when I was 12. There's a couple of intense parts, and I know intense is sometimes difficult for you, but I can warn you. How are you with snakes?
Nothing especially.
Snakes are good.
We were watching The Mandalorian recently, and there was an episode with a lot of spiders.
I was talking
with Sophie, and I said, it's not the little ones that get me. It's not the giant ones. It's the medium-sized ones. The ones that are about the size of dinner plates.
Those are the ones that get me. Because the big ones are just monsters. They're just like dinosaurs.
And the little ones, you can step on those.
Yes. But yes, it's the medium-sized ones. Like,
that may have cured me of my fear of spiders.
Arachnophobia.
Acrophobia must be something different.
Acrophobia is fear of being outdoors.
Yes, I'm not afraid of being outdoors.
So when I was younger, I know maybe in my 20s, there was a movie out called Arachnophobia, all about spiders, like these spiders about the size of, I don't know, of a coaster, you know, like about like one of the small tea plates that invade this town.
Yeah.
And like, I had arachnophobia at the time. I did not like spiders. And my friends dragged me to see this movie. And I'm like, I only saw like three scenes in the whole movie. The rest of the time I had my eyes closed because I couldn't stand to see it anymore. I don't know why I went to see that movie. But I didn't have nightmares from it. I think maybe it cured me a little bit. I don't have arachnophobia.
Yeah, like, I realized when I saw a spider in my room today, I'm like, oh, spider! Wait, that's nothing to the ones in The Mandalorian. Let's just kill it.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing is, I'm not afraid of spiders. If I see a spider, I don't like, oh, spider, run away. I sometimes find them fascinating, like the orb weaver we had a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But if it comes into my space, like, we have an agreement. You stay up there. You stay in the attic. Eat the bugs. You know, all that sort of stuff. Eat the moths. I'm fine with that. But don't come into my space. You stay there. I stay here. We're happy. Good. So no spiders. All right. So there are spiders in Raiders of the Lost Ark in one scene. So the spiders, the snakes. But there are a few other scenes where bad things happen to some people, but I'll tell you to close your eyes when that happens.
Uh-huh.
So you won't have to see that. Like, I had to see it when I first saw it. when I first saw it, it was like, whoa! And I was like Sophie's age when I saw that. So still was an awesome movie though. So that's good. So we'll watch that soon. All right. So I think we can wrap things up there. So as I always do, I want to thank our patrons who make it possible for us to create Raising the Bets, including Jason E., Ricky T., Ashley G., Jim H., and Monica V. Their generous donations at sqpn.com/give make it possible for us to continue Raising the Bets and all the shows at StarQuest. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. So that's it from us. If you have any feedback for us, you can let us know by commenting at sqpn.com/bets. That's B-E-T-T-S. Or at the SQPN Facebook page, facebook.com/StarQuestMedia. Or send an email to bets@sqpn.com. And we'll have any relevant links for our show notes. I don't think we have any links this time, but if we had links, they would be on our show notes at sqpn.com. Please, if you can, we would greatly appreciate it if you would write a review of the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from, and share the podcast with your friends to help us grow our community. We think of this as a community, and so help us grow our community and reach more listeners. Until next time, I'm Dom Bettinelli.
And I'm Isabella Bettinelli.
Thank you for listening to Raising the Bets on StarQuest.